offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am here in my basement. I am joined by my good friends. In fact, we have a full cast tonight, a full regular cast. Well, minus Yoko, because she's upstairs a little under the weather. But I am here joined tonight by Dr. J, the science gay, James Schmidt.
Howdy.
I am joined by Drew, Dewey the Answer Man, Ivan.
Hi.
I am joined by Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Girls, shake your Laffy Taffy.
Oh, my God.
Girls, shake your Laffy Taffy? That sounds disgusting.
It probably is, but, it's like they said in, what the hell was that Disney movie with Hakuna Matata in it?
The Lion King?
The Lion King, there
it's like
it is.
They said in Aladdin, get down on my junk, bitch.
And we are we are joined by a very funny looking, the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Wow,
I'm bespectacled.
I think we should call him Russell K after the dude from Independence Day.
How about Russell Crowe?
Oh, no.
Oh,
he travels around the world fighting people.
One of the first things I want to do today is I want to congratulate. Did we do this last week?
No, we didn't do anything last week. Oh, wait, I did. I drove all the way over here.
Oh, that's right. James actually did drive all the way over here, only to find out that I had sent out emails saying we weren't doing a show, and he had been away from a computer for a long time.
We're all very glad that you are feeling better now.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Good.
Did I congratulate Drew on winning the prime number sweepstakes?
No. Does he get a T-shirt?
Yeah, you get a free T-shirt.
Did everybody celebrate Pi Day yesterday?
Pi Day?
It was 314.
Oh, yeah, Pi.
My new CIO at our company made us bring fucking pies in. All the IT department brought in pies.
Wow.
Where's ours? Pretty you didn't bring any for us?
They got it.
Yeah, what kind of pie?
Costco pie. Weighed 5 fucking pounds.
Yeah, those pies are...
For $8, it was amazing.
It's a whole mess of pie. What was Pi Day? What the hell was... Are you talking about the number, or are you talking about pie?
The number.
Yes, and yes. Yesterday was 3.14.
Oh, it's March 14th.
So 159.
At 159, you had Pi Day.
It's not called Harry Pie.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Every day is Harry Pie Day.
Oh, God.
If you can hack it. If you can handle that kind of frequency. Can you fuck every day?
Anyway.
I can take care of myself.
I mean, yeah, I
can't guarantee nothing for them.
I think I could jerk off. Right? I think I could jerk off every day, but I'm proud to say that I could not fuck every single day.
You're proud to say that?
I am proud to say that. Can you fuck every day?
I'm not allowed to. I could, but I'm not allowed.
You could.
They don't.
You really
me.
Think you could?
I have before.
Yeah, it's for last a while. It does get a little stressful.
I would say really.
Every other day is my suitable.
It's the showering.
It's harder
afterwards.
When you're fat.
It is. It is. I'll agree with
I heard
that.
It was softer when you're fat.
No.
it's harder to find.
It's more difficult.
What the hell was that?
Anyway, Drew, congratulations on winning
Lady
the prime
Taffy.
Number competition. You were victorious. The brute force method took something like 37 seconds. The method I described on the show took about 17 seconds. Drew's method, 14 seconds. And it actually has
to do
a
what
name.
Exactly.
To determine prime numbers.
Up to what?
I think the number actually was 10,000. Of course, I was running it on a P2366 in ASP.
Running it on an abacus.
Pretty much. I might as well. Actually, I think somebody really skilled in abacus could have beat me.
A difference generator? Difference engine, sorry.
Abacuses.
Anyway, the point is that Drew's method, actually, there was a name for it. It's
besides
like
Drew's
the
method?
Something wheel or something like that.
Something wheel.
Yeah, I
believe it's the Wheel of Fortune.
Is it
somebody sent
one of
it
the
to me?
Ones?
It's probably not the ultimate best one. I'm sure there's something out there that somebody thought of that's better. But
we'll go to the wiki page on it, man. I'm sure they'll.
But
tell
just
us.
To give you the quick synopsis of the method is the number that you're testing for primeness or whatever. The number you're testing for primeness, you take the square root of that number, and you basically divide it by all the prime numbers up to the square root of the number. And if none of those numbers divide evenly into the number, it's prime.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because what I said was just the prime numbers up to half of that number. But Drew pointed out that something about...
Well, if you have the prime... Turn your mic on before you talk into it.
Turn your mic on.
Thanks, Russ, for turning that
on. There you go. it's a big practical joke on Drew.
If you have a number and it's the product of two other numbers, one of those numbers either has to be... one of them has to be less than the square root and the other one has to be greater than the square root. Or they have to both be equal to the square root.
Oh, thus being the square root. Yeah, sure.
So you only have to test the primes up to the square root.
How many calculations do you go through to figure out what a square root is? Or I know it's really easy to type that.
Well, all you do is...
not that many.
You just do the caret 0.5?
Yeah, you can't... but it's more complicated than doing a division, but
it's
you're
still
only doing
one.
It once.
It's still one, though, because...
yeah.
All right, but at the same time, yeah, exactly.
Well, Russ makes a very good point. How much computing power does it take to find the square root
less.
Of a number as opposed to finding half of
less.
A number?
Well, if it think about it. Let's take 64, for example, as opposed to taking half to taking half of it.
You know what 71 is?
Not now.
You ever done 71?
Remember, Matt, when we used to have this show where we talked about stuff that wasn't doing it?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, James. You only said that every 5 seconds or about a month.
I was over that. I'm over that now.
All right.
All I was going to say was, like, if you compare taking 64, half of it's 32 versus, you know, 8 square root, you're missing out on a bunch of different divisions. So even if it does take more computing power.
The square root of 69 is 8 something.
That's interesting. Okay, so you would... 32 versus Whee! 8.
I've had enough of your douchebaggery for the day.
I'm sorry.
There are 5 primes between those two right in that range. So if it was 5 extra operations to calculate square root, it wouldn't be worth it.
But as you get even bigger...
Say that into the microphone, Drew.
About that.
As you get even bigger and bigger. Like, do it for 256. Half of 256 is 128, but the square root of 256 is 16.
Right.
That's a big difference.
Big, big difference.
So you, the primes up to 16.
So it increases in efficiency, like what, logarithmically or something? Like, I mean, it goes way up quickly.
Pokemonically.
What is it?
Pokemonically?
Pokemonically.
Oh,
yeah, I believe
okay.
that's correct.
Pokemonically.
I believe that's correct.
The asymptote of the... I forget it. I'm a jerk.
The angle of the day.
All right, so anyway, congratulations, Drew. Your method did counting up to 10,000. I think had it gone even higher,
he would win
you would have won by even more.
I think he wins by more, yeah.
I think you would have won. I think as we can go on, your way would win. Would get more and more and more better. Mo better.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations.
But I didn't make it up.
You get a free T-shirt. No, you didn't make it up, and there's a name for it. There is a name for it.
He did send the email.
Russ, see if you can find that name. See if you can find that name. It has the word wheel in it, I believe.
The wheel of time.
Just say prime.
Why don't you just
wheel.
Check the show notes from last week, dude?
Because I didn't put it in there.
He didn't put it in there.
I didn't put it in there?
Besides, there were no
somebody
show notes.
Somebody send it to me, or I'll have to look for it.
Why don't you look for it? It sounds like you have it.
Hey, I got we got all kinds of YWOWs this week. Dork Almighty's...
We have one YWOW this week. We have 17 others for the next following show.
No, that's ridiculous, God, no. Man. If we don't talk about a website until 8 weeks from now, it'll be old hat and we'll look like dickheads. We're supposed to be on the bleeding edge.
How would that be different
the
from most days?
Bleeding edge?
What?
How would that be different from most days?
Most shows? Yes, I know. I know. We'll talk. We have several.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We'll do a sample of them.
It's okay to have a backlog of, you know, a handful of websites,
about less than half and more than the square root of YWOWs.
Okay, but we're going to do a prime number of YWOWs tonight.
Yeah,
so it could be 3, it might be 5, I don't know.
It could be 7.
That would be nuts. We've got some free software, Dark Almighty's free software of the week.
I'm not going to talk about free software, though. I'm going to rumor monger a little bit.
Well, I have one.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to attribute it to you.
Okay.
I
Yay.
I'll try not you to do? Comment on it.
What is it? Well, you know,
it's not that time yet.
You're not talking into the mic. Nobody knows what you're saying.
Yeah, I can hear him.
He sounds like that dude.
I've got a dork fatwa, and this is non-negotiable.
Okay.
And I've got a I was supposed to have a piece of flair this week, but the person who was supposed to buy the flair didn't buy the flair, so I don't know if it's appropriate to discuss the flair. Maybe I should push it back to the next show.
That sounds about right.
Okay. And I assume that my man Dewey over here has a thinky thing of the week. Just nod if you do. He says yes. He pretty much has one.
Is it your small tip? Because I saw your small tip coming in here, and it's
pathetic.
Oh,
boy.
Small tip?
Oh. No.
I don't.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's too sad to broadcast on the air.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Drew's old big tip rusted out. Check it out on thinkythings.org.
Drew's old.
The tip didn't rust out. The tip is fine.
Put something down so you can hold it.
It's the pipe that leads up to the tip that rusted out.
Yeah, tip of your what?
Oh, God.
Exhaust system.
Oh, your exhaust system.
Yes.
Oh. Is it your whistle tip?
No, I had an aftermarket exhaust on there that was badass, but it rusted out.
Exhaust, now it's down to one?
Yeah, now I had to replace it with my backup exhaust system.
Oops.
Do you guys have backup exhaust systems?
It for my what?
It's called making free a lot car. Of noise and driving down.
No. Why would I have a backup exhaust system?
I'm getting a whistle tip for my car so that I can talk to Bub Rub.
Bub Rub.
Look, yeah.
What? Say something. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to start reading from the Pornucopia here if we don't start getting
All right, well, let's move on to free software of the week. Let's move on to free software of the week.
Free
fucking software of the week.
Okay.
And this is a product that's been out there for a long time, but I recently rediscovered it, and I'm very happy with it. They've made a lot of progress with it, and I think there's a relatively new version. You guys are
Windows.
You guys
Windows.
Are three of you are experienced developers, if you will.
Could you just like get to the point here?
I will in a second, but
okay.
You'll have like my software 4.0, 4.1, 4.2, and then you'll have 5.0.
And as Autodesk realized, you get up to 12 and you got to throw in the towel on that system.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't.
That was
what?
Super nerdy. That was like obscurdom.
That was the highest one I remember in the 90s. It was
Autodesk
way up
12?
There.
Autodesk, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 12 is pretty high.
Well, you can't go to 13, right?
We just have to call it. You have to call it XP.
That's what happened right around in 2000.
Okay. No, here's the thing. What do you call it when you increment, like, the decimal as opposed to the, whatever you call it on the left-hand side? Of the
generally,
decimal.
It's accepted.
James is really pissed off.
That decimal releases are minor releases, and that whole number increments are major releases. But it's completely fucking arbitrary, people.
But they're all versions.
I guess it's called a point release.
A point, but
am I right?
Is it? If I said there's a new version of this software, am I implying 4.1 or 4.2, or can I be
both.
Meaning 5.0?
No, both. In this day and age, I would definitely say it could be any.
Okay, so either. Anyway, I think they do have a new major release, a relatively recent. Anyway,
only we knew who the hell it was.
Yeah, right. The program is called Descaler. D S C A L E R.
Fishing guys out there.
Yeah, it's actually not for fishing.
Something with Poisson's distribution?
No, actually, it's for video card capture. And it is an optimized video capture piece of software especially for the Brooktree 848 and 878 family of chips, which is what I have on my $20 piece of crap card, but it makes the picture look better.
How would the card know what kind of chip they had in order to use this software?
Well, it actually has the ability of running through a whole list of device IDs until it finds the one you've got, and it can actually identify what your card is. Especially if you bought a piece of crap card like I did, and it doesn't say on the card what it is, but you can see the chipset. You know, that's often how you'll find drivers for weird little video cards or network cards or something like that that doesn't say the model number. You look at the chipset and you find the driver. Anyway, Descaler is free, and it's optimized for especially the what? Why are you looking at me that way? Anyway, the point is that if you're capturing video, consider trying Descaler to capture video or watch video on your... What?
Like you just stick in a DVD and then you capture it?
No, I'm talking about a video capture card, like from from an RCA cable or S-Video or something.
Oh, so you don't use the one that came with it. You use this one because it's better.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, this is better software that's been optimized for certain chipsets to work better and get better picture quality to do certain
That brings up an interesting thing to me when you say getting good picture quality, because it's already grabbing the stuff and putting it on your monitor. Much like when you stick a CD in your drive, it comes out fine. But then when you want to rip your CD, there's like super crazy algorithms and different software that does it better and worse than others. Why is it so hard?
Isn't it just zeros and ones?
It's about compression.
Well, that's what's going on, and most of the capture cards have a chipset that does a hardware compression, and you automatically lose quality. This program supposedly does a better job with most chipsets of capturing, and I don't know how, and I don't know why, but it does. And that leads me into a couple of the why wows that I wanted to get to. But if you does anybody know what Russ is talking about? Because I would think that CD rippers would just rip the. Can you get better sound out of a CD?
Yes, you absolutely can. There's specifically one called EAC that's supposed to be really
exact
great.
Exact audio copy.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why one is better than another.
Because it's a question of how it samples it. Is it going across and, you know, reading every single minutia, or is it just going across and taking one pass and just going, that's close enough?
Gotcha. So when you're listening to, like, Windows Media, it just goes quick and grabs some stuff and throws out your speakers, and it's no big deal.
I would say pretty much anything. Any audio, you know, any CD player does the same thing.
At what rate is music written on a CD? Does it vary from CD to CD?
No. A CD is definitely different than a data CD, so I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which you're talking about video CD, like video on a CD, or are you
talking
about
audio?
Audio
right now, because I don't know crap about video.
All right, well, the CDA format, which is how sound is encoded to a CD, is as close to raw as you can get it.
It's like listening to a saxophone.
It's like listening, you know, quite frankly, it's,
so it's not like,
you know, a wave file has hardly any compression at all on it.
Right.
So you can imagine that if you're actually going to encode something from your CD, you can do one of two things. You can either copy it just the way it is, or you can actually use a program to shrink it, which is the whole idea between MP3 and MP4.
Right, compression.
And that's what James was talking about when
what
you compress
audio.
I don't think it's about that. I think it's about getting it off the CD is actually better with EAC, because EAC uses a bunch of different plugins for compression.
Exact audio, though, is it's not burning ROM. It's not Nero making a copy of the CD. Exact audio copy rips your technically. I think it's a. I don't know if they're wave files. I think they
I
are.
Think it's a, I think it's.
I think
the same
they're wave
data
files.
As a wave, but I think it's in a different. It's,
but it rips it. It rips it off and turns it into ones and zeros. It's different.
An EAC will end up with a wave unless you tell
right,
it to compress.
Right. Absolutely. No.
So
why
is that to that hard? Is my question.
Why is
CD to wave file?
It's not hard.
It's not. But aren't they basically wave files on the CD?
There are.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think they are wave files.
It's difficult to get that off somehow. And that's what I don't understand.
I just smash it with a hammer and then peel. I smash it with a hammer and peel the
can we,
metal
can
off.
We, can we stick Dewey on this? Can we? Can you possibly? No?
Quite frankly,
you're the answer man. You're the answer man.
I'll see what I can find out.
Why don't you guys? Maybe there's something in the Wikipedia or something about why? How could one piece of software rip a wave file off a CD better than another? That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, isn't it a constant bit rate? Isn't it 44.1 kilohertz or whatever?
Well, that's not the bit rate, but
the sampling rate.
That's right.
But isn't that what CD players play at? Isn't that how it's recorded on the CD?
But the point is, I mean, the point is this. You know, look at the GIMP and Photoshop. They both edit, you know, photo files.
Yeah.
One can do, you know, a red eye erasure faster than the other can. Why? Because they're written differently. It's going to be the same for CD. You know, audio
that
players.
To me seems totally different.
It's not though. It's software.
That to me is the worst comparison I've ever heard ever. No, I'm just kidding.
Bite my log.
Wow.
No, I just somehow I don't feel like that's that. All right. You know what? The point
Listen,
is
that's all there. That's all there is.
The point
to
is that supposedly Descaler does a better job of capturing video than other programs.
Well, you know what? I'm going to challenge you on this and say, if you say it does better, then I want you to do a comparison.
Okay.
Do some timings and some numbers and prove it.
Okay. Well, actually, what I'll do is I'll just show you output. Because it's, you know, we'll just have to compare output. Screenshots.
That's fine.
All right. So we'll give that a try.
Okay.
Now, having captured the video that you wanted to capture, assuming it's not copywritten by somebody else, okay, What can you do with that video? How can you share it with the world?
I assume there's a Flickr type website somewhere that you can do that on.
Have you heard of YouTube?
Oh, boy.
Have you heard of, well, I mean, there's Google
yes,
Video,
yes, we
right?
have heard of YouTube.
Okay, Google Video, YouTube, these are really fantastic.
iFilm from like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes, you're right. iFilm has been around forever, but could anybody put film up on iFilm, or did iFilm kind of filter what got up there? Russ?
At the time, I mean, bandwidth was much more constrained. I bet it's, yeah, it was...
I mean, nowadays...
I know nothing about video. Remember I said that?
Well, now, and here's nothing. The thing about YouTube is apparently YouTube can take even Flash animations and convert it to their, what do you call, proprietary format, and then you can watch them on YouTube as well. That's YouTube, of course. And I think
yeah, that's weird that they didn't use a U there, actually. That messes me up.
I know, you would think that they would. And then I want to congratulate Russ on sending me to a fantastic website called keepvid.com.
I didn't even follow that link, but I knew you'd like it.
VID.com, nice. Which can basically capture, well, basically gives you a download link, basically creates a way for you to download any of the video files on Google Video, YouTube, and like about 30 other sites too. So keepvid.com is awesome, and then but you have to get like a codec or player or something to play the YouTube files. And by the way, if I may just recommend a particular video on YouTube, if you haven't seen it yet, just go there and search for Juggernaut. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Juggernaut, bitch.
Who's watched that? Did you watch that?
No.
Did you guys like that?
I saw it. I didn't know what was going on.
It took a long time.
There were so many words. There were so many words on that page, I couldn't even handle reading them all.
What are you talking? What?
I clicked on a button, and I was like, what's this? And there were a lot of words. I don't like words.
Well, okay.
I get tired.
I highly recommend you go to YouTube, search for Juggernaut, and find the dub over of an X-Men cartoon. And it's called Juggernaut Bitch, where the guy says about 500 times, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch, and it's really, really, really hilarious. It made me laugh as much as any of the Fensler G.I. Joe overdubs, which were also really
pork
hilarious.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Exactly. So, YouTube and KeepVid. Help computer. And speaking of the Juggernaut and the X-Men and so on and so forth, I was directed to a website where you can actually. A guy made a nice big chart of you can find out what religion your favorite comic book heroes are, which I thought was nice.
Christian.
Okay.
Except for the Falcon.
Huh?
Nightcrawler was
Catholic.
Well, I just wanted you to guys to know that there are quite a few Jewish comic book heroes, just in case you're. And I'm thrilled to know that
all of them written by Mike Chabon.
That the Thing.
The Thing.
The Thing is Jewish, as is his name Sasquatch.
Stein? Huh. The Gollum.
What? Mothman, who's sidekick to the Tick. So I guess he doesn't really. I don't know if he counts or not. But
yeah, played by Mickey Dolenz. Be proud.
Mickey Dolenz?
Yes.
No.
Of the Monkees.
Mickey Dolenz is the voice of Mothman?
No joke.
Are you serious?
Yes. Arthur is his name, right?
Arthur. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even watch the series.
Spoon.
That much.
Yeah. So. Wow. So I was pretty. Kind of I was pretty fan. Excited to see how many Jewish. Superheroes there are.
Were you excited to see which ones there were? Because I don't know if you know this, but Arthur is a pretty lame superhero.
Yeah, he sucks, actually.
I bet anyone from Israel, though, kicks some fucking ass.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of these guys are pretty good. I'm pretty happy with The Thing. I mean, that's pretty good, you know?
Thing's pretty good.
Thing is pretty good. Anyway, if you want to see what religion, you can go to Wait a minute. Is this really? www.comicbookreligion.com?
Ben Grimm.
Is that?
It is Ben Grimm.
It is Ben Grimm.
Ben Grimm is the Thing. And I'd have to doubt about that Jewish thing with Ben Grimm.
He doesn't seem very Jewish.
His full name is actually Ben Grimowitzberg Steen.
He changed it at Ellis Island.
Baumberg Steen?
It's Benjamin.
Ben Bergman?
Benjamin.
Dr. Rosen?
Grimowitzberg Steen.
Did you guys, what religion are you?
What religion am I?
What religion is you?
I are Catholic.
What superhero are you?
What superhero am I?
Yeah, is you.
I'm, I got nothing.
Some Catholic superheroes include Dr. Midnight, the Punisher.
And Captain No Meat on Friday.
And, yeah. And Nightcrawler. And Daredevil.
Genuflect Man.
Daredevil
there
is Catholic.
There was a team called Eastern Christmas, I think, at one point.
Eastern, what?
That's the only time you go to church.
Elektra apparently is in the League of Eastern Orthodox Assassins and Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah,
sounds right.
Everybody knows that.
Jimmy Olsen is Lutheran.
Oh, no, well, that's interesting.
That's,
what with Lex
Superman's
Lex Lutheran?
Photographer or whatever.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Lutheran?
Yeah, Lex Lutheran.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't know about that assessment.
Rogue is Baptist.
She's Southern.
Wolverine is Buddhist.
Well, now, why would you tell people to go to the website if you're going to read the whole fucking thing?
I'm not reading the whole fucking thing. There's hundreds on there.
All right, good.
And Human Torch is Episcopalian.
Great.
All right, you're done.
He's flaming.
If you want to continue on the comic book thing.
You know who else is Episcopalian and Anglican is Batman and Jean Grey.
Are both Episcopalian?
Yeah. Or Anglican. They could be Anglican. C of E.
Hello.
C of E.
Hello.
And, yeah, so I thought that was kind of you know, mildly amusing.
Somebody's running a contest to, some kind of TV show that's going to come out, Be Your Own Superhero. Sci-Fi is doing it.
Be Your Own?
The Sci-Fi channel.
Well, you want to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, you can send a video of yourself in tights or something like that.
You mean seriously, like the guy in the Tron costume?
Yeah.
That dude rocks.
Hilarious.
And, they're going to pick somebody to... what are they going to do? Are they going to make a comic book?
I was going to say, live action or animation?
No, I think they're actually going to do it like, American Idol. They're actually going to have people on TV.
Live?
Like,
so, but will the show at the end be live action or will it be animated?
Oh, no. At the end, you're supposed to get a comic book with your own, with you in it.
I was hoping it was going to be like that old Spider-Man show from the 70s. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Never seen the live action Spider-Man?
What, from
the electric company?
It was not an electric company, but they used to run like whole, they had a couple whole hour long shows.
Was Peter Parker that guy? What, who was that dude?
Seriously, why the hell is Sasquatch Jewish?
Okay, I knew you were going to get stuck.
Well,
in
he's hairy.
Wait.
Have you seen
his real name is Walter Lankowski?
Is
so
that
I guess
right?
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Have you seen on Cartoon Network they're advertising Minora Team?
I've been waiting for
Minora Team.
I've been waiting for this for months. They started.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be hilarious. They signed. They signed the contract like way back last summer, and I saw them. They were pimping it on the AdultSwim.com, and I was like, oh, please let this come out in October. And it was supposed to, and it didn't. But now they're ready. Minora Team. It's awesome.
Like Minority Team.
It's like
minorities?
A Jew, a black guy, Hispanic guy. Hilarious.
One of the funniest things I heard this week was Marianica. Was in Yanni.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't Yanni just get arrested or something?
Yeah, that was why it came up. Happy Yanica.
Who brought chips?
No one seems to laugh.
Okay.
So we can crunch on
that
the air.
Would be drunk.
Hey, we got more WiWow, right?
No, I think
you want me to do mine? I go one more.
That was three.
I go one.
I go
one.
Keep going.
I go one more.
Oh, what's the matter, Russ? Wait,
I just saying, because we talked about something on Drew's blog we could maybe roll with. Thinky thing of the week. If we got more WiWow, go.
I just got one more, and all I'm going to do, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to go to it, describe what it looks like. Tell you who invented it. All I'm going to do is talk about it.
Well, obviously,
StumbleUpon.com.
StumbleUpon.com.
Have you ever stumbled upon? Everybody's down with the StumbleUpon.
I don't know what it is.
I had not discovered it. StumbleUpon. I think it actually lets you install a toolbar. That basically what it does is you put in some categories. You just want to futz around on the web. You pick a couple things that you want to check out by category, and it'll StumbleUpon. It'll just take you to a random website that it's categorize. It's like Googling something and having Google actually take you not to the first hit but to just some random one. That's how Dave Seaman found the website blackpeopleloveus.com, which by the way is one of the funniest satire sites I've ever seen. Another quick WiWow. So there you go. Black people, www.blackpeopleloveus.com and www.stumbleupon.com.
StumbleUpon looks really cool.
Well, so I think you can sign up for an account, and when you stumble upon a website you like, you can register it with them.
Okay, there you go.
And that's how they populate their database.
Looks like a delicious.
Looks like you are the answer, man.
Yes, except a little bit different.
It's like a bookmarking.
Okay,
site,
wait a
right?
minute. Black People yeah. Love Us is totally hilarious, by
yeah.
the way.
You really want to look at blackpeopleloveus.com.
I'm looking at it right now, and it is funny as hell.
It's quite funny.
Okay, check out these testimonials from our real life. It's like these the website's about these two white people. 4 years old? Is it really old?
Yeah, I got that one.
Oh.
I've never heard of it.
And black, you're a black talking about something same, that's though, so last right. week.
I think I might you have know, found the answer to the audio thing, dude.
That's okay, let's hear it.
All right, so
fuck you, man.
I finally went to I'd searched all over the web for like EAC better. Why is EAC better? Nothing. Finally went just to ripping at Wikipedia. And they talk about a number of factors that can influence speed. But they say one of the things that can make things better or worse is some rippers, like Exact Audio Copy, will rip multiple times and compare the result to make sure the ripped file is accurate. Slows down ripping, but ensures the output is an accurate copy. So I'm assuming this is just basically getting rid of errors you normally, I guess, wouldn't really notice on a bit basis
sure.
from your CD player.
Sure.
So this is the same thing as when you bought a slightly upscale CD player. It had what was like oversampling or something like what was the word
oh,
over
yeah.
something.
Wait, you remember when everybody was getting Discmans and stuff like that, and they had a 48-bit error correction buffer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
is that what we're talking about?
I think that's basically it. You're normally
yeah,
getting a lot of errors.
You have like
you
more than one
straight.
Laser and stuff like that.
Well, it's the hardware is the hardware, but if you do it more than once, you hopefully would correct for.
I think it was called oversampling.
I know what EAC does really well with scratch CDs. Which
that's not right.
You would
right.
know why scratch CDs would give you some weird, yeah. funky results.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I know a lot of really heavy, hardcore audiophiles really like EAC. If you're going to rip, like if you have an old copy of a CD that you want to rip and put out there on the web, or if you've burned music before, like, you know, from bands who allow that type of thing. If you burn live music and you want to populate it, you know, you put
you
it
like
out there
Metallica?
To the community. Yeah, Metallica. yeah, not so much. But if you want to put that out, usually people like you to use EAC to get the source because it's a better source and you don't have as much nastiness and ugliness. And
awesome.
the world could do without nastiness and or ugliness.
EAC is labeled here as cardware as opposed to freeware
sure.
or shareware.
Yeah, you're
cardware
supposed to send in a postcard.
That's annoying.
What?
I'd rather send them 32 cents in PayPal.
You
remember,
won't.
Did you ever use TextPad? It was an early
yeah,
replacement
I still use
for
TextPad,
notebook.
Actually.
That's
oh,
post,
I
that's
still use it.
I still
well.
Use the example version.
Or it used to be, yeah.
Cardware?
Yeah, you're supposed to send a postcard from, you know, wherever you are to the author so that
now.
They can't, does it, yeah. it cost money now? Yeah. To,
which is why I'm still
you
using
know, to let them
version.
Know that you're, you know, wherever in the world you're using their software.
I did start buying some of those little packages that I usually just use under the free evaluation license forever.
Yeah, I started doing
smart
that a couple
FTP.
Years ago as well.
Yeah.
All right. Should yeah. we move on to Drew's Thinky Thing of the Week?
Well, but we had a question from a listener, didn't we? Should
oh,
we cover
oh,
that?
Shit, we did. I totally forgot.
Let's not forget the listener.
All right, we have a listener.
Plus, Matt's going to get on a Sibian later.
Oh, nice.
Matt's going to get on a Sibian later?
Awesome.
Really good Sibian morning.
Matt, I'm proud of you.
is no Matt is looking stunned as no idea what a Sibian is.
Sibian, ladies and gentlemen.
Quickly agreed to it and wishes he had a laptop to Google it.
Yeah,
you can't Google
I'm
it.
Proud,
on this
I'm
laptop.
Proud of you. Don't yep. please don't be offended if I don't watch,
dude. Not only am I watching, I'm videotaping this thing because
yeah.
This is going to be comedy.
I don't
want to
watch.
No, comedy gold.
I don't want to watch
comedy gold.
Let's all discuss Tim Wursel's or Wursel. Oh, geez, I probably shouldn't have said his whole name, should I? I'm not very
don't give out his email address again, you asshole.
Yeah, that's probably bad. Let's just call him Tim.
From the
let's call him Tim W. No, 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 no. Let's call him T. Wursel.
D.
That's much better.
Let's call him T.
W. from the D.
T. Dub from the D.
And if those of you would like to call Tim, his number is 248. No.
All right. Hello. Let me read you his email. Hello, dorks. My dad is moderately computer literate. He's in his 50s and keeps bugging me about burning DVDs. You know what?
Does he have a digital camcorder?
All right, hold on. Keeps bugging me about burning DVDs, specifically putting home movies onto DVD. He is currently running my old Celeron 566 with roughly 512 of RAM. Roughly 512 of RAM? I guess
it's always off a little bit.
Yeah, it's always off a little bit, I suppose. But it's probably just 512. 100 gig hard drive and Windows 2000 and a CD rewritable. So there's already one problem. It can't burn DVDs. There's no way I will let him burn DVDs with that machine. It struggles to load Windows 2000 and iTunes as it is.
Yep.
So I'm considering buying him a Mac Mini. I think that'd be the perfect machine for him. It's small. iDVD looks to be great, a great and simple program, and he's used Apple computers in the past. However, he's got an older, he's got a regular CRT monitor, and his keyboard and mouse are not USB. Will the monitor, mouse, and keyboard from the Celeron machine work on the Mini, or will I have to buy new ones of those? Would you not even suggest I get a Mini and instead go with an iMac? Basically, I'm trying to meet his needs with the best and least expensive solution. And then he says, thanks, and he's Tim from the D. That's Detroit. For those not from the area, call Detroit the D from now on, and you'll sound way cooler.
That's at least halfway to his
address. Well, thanks for the tip, Tim W., anonymous tip. What kind of writer.
A rusty tip.
I guess we should consider addressing this.
You guys all jumped in on the Mac and started talking about that. Before you do anything, I want to make my weekly. You ought to get a flat screen monitor. You ought to get a flat screen monitor. You're gonna have DVDs and you're gonna be messing with stuff on the computer. You ought to have a monitor that makes shit look nice. And if that compact monitor is not gonna work with an iMac, which I have a feeling one of you is about to say it isn't. Why don't you go buy yourself a nice flat screen monitor and that's all. And now you may discuss amongst yourselves why Macintoshes are the suck.
Well, don't. I'm not gonna say that, but
somebody is. Why? I'm thinking it's Matt.
Well, don't.
I'm hoping it's. I'm hoping it's Manon. Please.
Don't technically
please.
CRTs look better than LCDs?
No.
No.
They're ass.
That's all about like with the brightness and refresh and all that crap.
Doesn't matter. It's not the point I'm making.
Okay.
It's got a bad footprint anyway.
Now, what do we know about the Mac Mini? How many inputs and outputs does it have?
We just looked that up.
Not to mention, I think it comes with a mouse and keyboard.
It comes with a mouse and keyboard,
sure.
So there you go.
These things come with everything.
Yeah, that's,
isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Ready? It's got security slot. Power switch.
Wait. Security slot?
Oh, man.
It's an upgrade to the chastity belt, Irv.
She has a power switch?
That's simple.
Audio.
I just want one with a mute button. I love you, honey.
Oh, snap.
I love you, honey.
It has audio. FireWire 400. What's 400?
It's got to be good.
Yeah. It's way better than FireWire 200.
Not one.
It's almost twice as good.
Not one, but two USB ports. A DVI/VGA port.
Oh, that's good. DVI
Wait,
for your...
DVI/VGA?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's probably got...
Yeah, you're definitely going
to
need a converter because this port doesn't look like it's going to take
an arm. Okay. You get a nice flat screen monitor for that swell DVI port.
Modem?
Modulator, demodulator?
Yes. Ethernet. And the power, where you plug in the power.
The power.
And it's the size of?
About the size of that beer bottle you're holding.
Come on.
Yeah. What?
It's about 2.5 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches.
Come on.
So
well, it's deeper
like
than the beer bottle. But
it's like the size of a bingo card.
Or a beer bottle.
The size of a DVD.
It's bigger than a CD case? It's like a CD case that's 2 inches tall.
Yeah, I think it's more like 2.5. But yeah.
I've never
but
seen
what about the power?
Awesome.
What about the power?
What about the power?
People.
The power.
Go ahead.
Mac Mini would be just fine for this dude. I mean, quite honestly... It's the upper end one has a 1.7 gigahertz RISC processor. That was at least before they started switching over to the Intel chips. And it will power his DVD ripping just fine.
Okay. Is the included CD a DVD CD?
One of the options on it is the Super Drive,
lower.
Which is the Apple All in Wonder, you know, DVD.
That's not the iOmega latest piece of crap that no one's going to buy.
Yeah, exactly. It reads DVDs and CDs. It's actually a pretty decent drive. It's always gotten high marks on
now,
the CD and DVD ripping sites.
Let me point something out. One of the things he's looking for is least expensive solutions.
Yeah, once you start adding this stuff in, the higher end Mac Mini, Super Drive, you got to be touching a grand.
Not quite a grand, but yeah.
If you're,
well, wait,
if you're,
what about the monitor? Don't forget the monitor.
That's what I was going to say.
The well, but a monitor is going to cost you the same whether you get an Apple or a...
That's not true.
I'm not saying you should get an Apple Cinema display. You can use any flat panel with the Apple.
I wasn't saying you should.
Well,
I'm
then
saying,
how are you going to?
Well, what I was going to say was you can. There's a lot of places, and I know you can buy bundled towers and get the whole nine yards and get a whole brand new computer for $800. And if it's going to be bigger, it's not going to be the size of a harmonica or whatever the hell these things are the size of.
One of my clients got a. 4 gigahertz, 3 something like that.
Good
dual
crap.
Core with a 21-inch LCD.
Oh my god!
For $1,100.
Oh my god! That's where? Awesome. From who?
Dell.
I want one now. I want it now. Now.
Shut up. You now. Have like a 19-inch. Yeah, I know. Shut up,
but
man.
But that's 2 more inches. Oh god damn it! That's right. I got a fat piece of flair that I had nothing to do with, but I wanted. The Dell's 17-inch ultra sharp TFT display or something like that that they put out on one of their XPS monitors. Holy Christ on a bun!
Nice. It
is unbelievable. My buddy walked into the office the other day. He said, "Hi Joe, hi laptop." It's its own entity, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It really is fantastic.
Actually, you know,
it's unbelievable.
If this Mac Mini purchase is going to start touching the $1,000 mark, you might as well make the jump to the low-end iMac.
That's not a bad
idea.
Which
has the integrated and very nice-looking, by the way, display. And the whole thing's all in one unit. What the fuck was that, dude?
Wasn't me.
For once, honestly, I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
Incoming text
what,
message.
What was that? Was that your ringtone?
Hello?
This is Russ here on the air.
Hello?
But that reminds me.
Did you just get paged? Weird. Maybe that's what happens when you say press 5 to page this person. Has anyone ever done that, by the way?
Never.
I've never done that either.
And my mom does it to me, and
does
I find it highly irritating.
Okay, I was wondering. I'll start doing it to you from now on.
Love
what does
you,
it
mom.
Actually do?
Man, that is the best thing that happened with my peeves is those damn voicemail things. Like, press 1 to leave a message now. Like, you know I want to leave a goddamn message. Why don't you be pressing buttons?
Unless you want to leave a message, key
and after
in.
After you're done, you may hang up or press pound to get back to the shut the fuck up and let me talk.
It some right, some are the, and some are longer message. Than others. So, and some are like non-standard
back
buttons.
To
it's
the
like
message.
1 to leave a message, 5 to leave a number.
Shut it.
Back to the
back
Mac Mini.
Back to the message.
Back to the Mac Mini.
What are we talking about? All right,
look, the point is what I'm saying is like I think the low-end iMac is like $1,299 at Micro Center.
iMac as opposed to Mac Mini?
Right.
Right.
And the iMac has the monitor and I think it has the DVD burner
back
in it already.
Back to the message because he said one of the things on there which we're all missing. He wanted to do it for pretty low cost.
Least expensive.
$400 Dell.
So.
That's, yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you can do $400 Dell with, well, it's not going to be $400 if you start upgrading to things like the DVD burner.
I will say, you know what? Buy the DVD burner elsewhere. Buy it elsewhere and install it yourself. It's not hard to do. Herb will probably do
USB
it if you call.
USB 2 or FireWire.
I'm not driving up to the D.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
All right, well, look, I'm looking at Micro Center right now. And the Mac Mini.
This show brought to you by Micro Center.
Yeah.
And by Refurbished Devils.
Yeah. Store of junk with guys in suits that don't know very much.
This show is brought to you by our favorite computer store, Micro Center, where all they do is computers. Ding, ding, ding. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Mac Mini
you know,
with.
There's a guy playing basketball in one of the Big East one of the tournaments this weekend. His name is Mick Roberts.
That's
all
right.
All I could read was Microberts.
Microberts.
Sorry.
That's very. Where's the I?
That's
though?
A sign
You're
of something.
That is.
That was just how I was reading it.
Okay.
Now. Is a Bert a unit of something then?
It is now.
It is. It's,
okay, listen.
That's that would be 10
listen,
to the negative 6 Berts.
The Mac Mini with the 1. What is Core Duo? Does that mean dual core?
Dual core.
Two processors. Okay, so Mac Mini with Intel Core Duo processor at 1.66 gigahertz. Sure.
Have to go get one. Keep going, Irv. Come on.
Okay. 512 RAM, 80 gig serial ATA hard drive. God damn it, shut up. What? There's no more Newcastles?
Okay. 2 seconds ago it was shut up. Now it's what? No more Newcastles? Come on.
Get him another Great Lakes. There's one more Great Lakes.
Whatever. Whatever.
Mac Mini with
surprise. Core,
Intel Core.
Not talking into the phone, dude.
Okay. Mac Mini with Intel Core Duo processor, 1.66 gigahertz, 512. That sucks. 512 megabytes of RAM, 80 gigs, serial ATA hard drive, the 8X Super Drive double layer DVD rewritable.
Get to the bottom line here.
Blah blah blah. $799.
Wait, what kind
99.
Of level 2 cash?
Does it have a
doesn't
monitor?
Say.
The
new Core Duos usually have a 2 megabyte level 2 cache.
Anyway, the point is monitor not
shared,
included.
Which is why AMD's dual core processor is better.
Better.
I'm gonna kick somebody's fucking ass.
Well,
shut
up. Listen,
thing?
We already know that the Mac Mini is gonna come out more expensive than some of the other PCs you can put together, and
that's
because
true.
Price is an option here.
Does it come with iDVD?
Yeah, it's bundled in with the iLife experience thing.
Okay.
That's something else to consider. What kind of software do you need?
How is he going to get the home movies to the Mac Mini? Does he need something for that?
No. Allow me. No. Well, really, you probably will need some kind of video card. Something.
It's going to be something FireWire.
I would bet the guy, when little grandchild appeared on the scene, he got himself a new digital camcorder.
Now, it could be that, or it could be. He might be talking. He's talking about old, home movies. Transfers. It could be old. If it's old home movies, then you're in a lot of trouble because
give it to somebody.
Yeah,
if it's old, like 8mm home movies, take it to a pro.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But if it's old VHS and crap, you can use a capture card. A capture device that runs into a FireWire port. That would
right.
work awfully well.
Hewlett, the All in Wonder, ATI's All in Wonder, or the any of the software they offer for capturing is pretty decent, or the hardware for capturing.
No money.
Some of it's not that expensive. Some of it's you can pay a lot. You can pay $350.
I think
$1
way or the other, he's looking at about $1,000. I don't think he can get out of this situation for less than $1,000.
In that area.
What about the one thing we did kick around a bit during the day when we discussed this?
The refurb?
The fact that the new OS X might be just enough to push someone who's relatively computer literate to feel a little uncomfortable. And I missed the part that he had worked with Macs before, so maybe that's a wrong assumption of mine.
Quite frankly.
Well, if you've worked with Macs before, then you're comfortable with no right click and all that kind of crap.
And usability studies have said that it's easier to pick it up than
the
Windows.
It's easier to pick it up, but if you're expecting Windows UI, you can get pretty frustrated.
But he's
that's
not.
True.
And if you know how to get into...
No, he is. He's using Windows 2000.
Yeah, but he said
and
he's
if you know
had
how
prior
to go,
Mac experience.
Get into Control Panel to do something. I myself am not really comfortable with Macs. I'm encouraged by OS X because it's Unix-based, and that helps me out, but I don't know if that does for the average bear.
I think because he's had prior experience, it won't be too much of a leap for him. Yeah. And if he decides that cost is not the most important thing, I think certainly he would be better off Mac on the end of things anyway.
How about this? Tim, here's one thing you might want to consider doing, and this is an assumption that your dad lives near you or in the D area. There is a Micro Center in Troy. Now, that's not really close. It's probably a 45-minute drive or something like that. You and your dad can hop in the old, family truckster and go.
American made, we hope.
GM for sure.
I would hope.
Possibly
or else you'll
Ford,
be hijacked on the way
Chrysler.
There.
That's right.
Something American made, yeah. Except no Saturn. I know. It's,
oh, God.
Anyway, hop in the
really
family truckster and go
that.
Up to Troy, Michigan to the Micro Center. And there you can, they have, a pretty good selection of different kinds of computers and various things. And why don't you let the old fellow see what he really likes and feels comfortable with and find a cost-effective solution. Because, if you're going to go with Windows, then, either way, you're looking at some kind of video capture, I think.
I know Hewlett-Packard's Media Center is real, real user-friendly. It has a lot of input ports right on the front. You can even run your RGB cable, your yellow and blue and white cable.
RCA, yeah.
Yeah, RCA. That's what I'm looking for, not RGB. RCA. Thank you. I'm acronym deficient.
Cyan, magenta, and yellow.
CYMK.
What's that word I'm looking for? Fuck you, Irv. Right. So anyway, you can run that right in the front. You can run. I think you can even run coax right in the front if you have something like that.
I believe Micro Center has an in-house brand, the PowerSpec, and they do a media center type of PC that actually is shaped like an audio component, and you can actually put it in like a cabinet. And
that'd be pretty cool.
So not only can he do all his video capture and transfer
right.
and make
Who needs
DVDs.
A DVD? You could leave it right there on
yeah.
the.
That's right, and it can also be a DVD player, a PVR/TiVo type of thing. It can do all kinds of stuff.
However, of course, we're making the classic mistake. We're giving him too many choices and not telling
him
what to do.
That's why I'm telling him to go to the store with his dad and let his dad play with the Mac for a half hour and see if he can actually do anything with it.
I mean, if he's really hoping for a $500 solution, I think we're definitely saying it's not going to happen. He's got to buy probably a DVD burner of some kind. He's got to buy...
Those can be... You can get that for 50.
Depending on where he's going.
That's true.
Getting his video from. There could be some costs associated there.
You're looking at least $99 to a max of $299, depending on the quality of the solution that you get. You can get like an external USB or FireWire type unit that can cost $199. You can get an internal card. Not with the Mac Mini, though. You can't get an internal card, but you get an internal card.
But you got FireWire and USB on that thing. So
$99.
And the SuperDrive, we probably should have looked that up, but I assume that's
video capture. Video capture is not as easy as they make it out to be. Unless you're looking for, there are some kind of you know, turnkey, you know, solutions where you just kind of put the thing in, install the software, hit a button, and it does it. But if you, if he's interested in any kind of fine-tune control, you know, working with codecs, anything
stuff.
I mean, you know, when we're possibly looking at some software
costs
here.
You know what? If he gets a DVD burner, the Nero, the OEM Nero is really, really nice. They'll let you do a lot of stuff with that, but you have to run it through, you know, Nero and all that jazz.
Yeah, so that's cool too. But you know
can
what?
Make menus.
The Mac might be the best one for him to, you know, preserve memories and stuff like that, because I think they've really focused
and
on
we
that
all
kind
think
of
it's
thing.
Cool. You probably can use your monitor and you're going to get a keyboard and mouse with it.
But I'm actually, my official recommendation is probably the low-end iMac, assuming it, let me just double-check.
Yeah, I would say
assuming
that's
it has
cheapest.
The DVD burner in it.
That's an
it's
option.
$12.99.
The DVD's
okay.
an option.
Oh, iMac, you were saying.
iMac.
Well, the low-end iMac, which is $12.99, has the double-layer DVD
good.
Rewritable drive.
$12.99,
and the incorporated, beautiful 17-inch widescreen active matrix display. So we've got a message from Tim.
Check
we've got
Mac
a message
Mini
from
with
Tim.
SuperDrive, will you? While you're on that page,
that was $7.99.
That was $7.99
with SuperDrive.
With the SuperDrive.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's as low as you're gonna get in the Mac realm, probably.
All right, here we go. Basically, the capture is going to be from a camcorder. I'm going to push him towards Mini DV with FireWire. I have a Dazzle converter myself that I'm handling converting all the older captures.
If he's gonna go to the trouble to do FireWire, do the Mac.
Well,
I think the iMac is the way to go.
Because then if you go Dell, you need a card for sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
As the best tools for FireWire, Apple's one.
I think you can get in cheaper, though. If you're really looking cheap, you probably can get in cheaper on the PC end.
I agree
think about
with
longer
that.
Term cost as well. You know,
absolutely. And hey, I would love to go find a reason to buy a Mac Mini right now.
If I get a
but
bonus
probably,
from this
I would
sale,
say
I'm
$200
buying one.
If you really went for a PC solution,
yeah. And that's,
$200
with
actually,
the lap dances
did we actually establish that the Mac Mini has a FireWire port? We said
yeah,
that?
We did.
Okay, so you could do a Mac Mini and use the old monitor, and that's $799.
Sure.
Or you could spend another $500 and get the. Get the iMac with the kick-ass monitor,
sure.
And that also, of course, has the FireWire. It has a couple. I think it has three USB, and of course,
if
it's just really beautiful.
If desk space is an issue, if the parents are thinking about moving into a smaller condo now
that's
that they're
right.
in the retirement age,
there you go.
That Mac Mini would.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you
Mac,
can't.
He's only in his 50s.
You can't retire
100s.
In today's America until you're about 87.
That's true. But when the kids are that fuck out, you can get a new house.
That's true.
That's true. You get a nice condo.
They're not going to live in a Japanese hotel pod though, so I don't think the
no, but you know, it is true.
So cool.
It is true. The iMac really is amazing at conserving desk space. It's just one integrated unit, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, the monitor
nice.
Is off the hook.
But
it's
I hate
incredible.
It. Incredible. Fuck a Mac. I don't
yeah.
know.
You're selling your
problem,
soul to
man.
A lifestyle.
I just figured I'd be. I'd
it's
be,
pretty much a gateway
the role
computer.
Of
how much are the iBooks?
You'll never
would
be able
be
to buy
a
cheap Dell again.
You mean the PowerBook?
Whatever.
That
oh, forget about it.
Yeah, I think that starts at like 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You know what?
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
For your keyboard and attach to your iMac.
Yeah, but speaking of Apple, the rumors have been flying that the Apple, having had so much success with the iPod, is going to come out with a device called the iGame, and it's going to be the equivalent of a PSP or a Nintendo DS.
Don't believe it.
With full iPod capability, and you'll do the same kind of iTunes thing to download games onto this thing.
So it'll be like a video iPod with a joystick.
Much like
but, with a gamepad.
But with a decent
size. Video iPod?
With what?
Well,
I don't believe it.
But just this, but this video iPod has actually got a decent sized screen on it. So this is something you could actually.
I can't wait for the all video one with the virtual. Click
sure.
On it. That's
yeah.
gonna be so sexy.
What?
The next video iPod's supposed to be have an entire the whole front of it is gonna be a screen.
Touch
yeah.
screen.
A touch screen, and when you touch it with a finger, it's gonna show up a little ghosted wheel, mm-hmm. and you can do the things you can with the physical
that's
click
so,
wheel right now.
That's so cool.
I saw a fake up of it, and if it's anything like that, it's gonna be the coolest thing.
That's pretty slick.
If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go into the new half bath.
rub one out
dork style.
Scrub out a little
bit. I posted pictures of the new GIMP room on the blog, by the way.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Since we
awesome.
Had pictures of the old one.
You should just take a picture of Irv's address and post that, too.
Right, Irv is giving address at all there.
Irv is, yeah, exactly. I was not expecting address, but Irv has definitely given that out a couple of times. And his, you know, all kinds of information.
Is anyone in the market for a 15,000-foot runway?
Yes, but no. I'm
you
in
mean
the market,
like,
but I got nowhere to put
think
it.
For models or airplanes? For model airplanes.
For, thank you. For 900-foot supermodels.
900-foot supermodel airplanes?
I think I could. I might have had a dream like that once.
No, Oral Roberts had the dream of the 900-foot Jesus. And Stephen Colbert is going to be picking Oral Roberts to win the whole tournament because he's convinced they have the 900-foot Jesus on their team.
That's true.
That should be difficult for him to block shots, I think.
Isn't there a
They showed a picture of, like, a foot Jesus? Was, like, the entire court and one guy's trying to dribble around it or something like that. No, NASA's looking to do something with its 15,000-foot space shuttle runway, which is basically going to be dormant after 2010 when they shut down the shuttle program.
Is it portable?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, it's. I don't believe
they're
going
to turn it into a really long, straight stretch of highway. They're going to build highways to it.
Long but short.
Can you imagine getting caught between behind that like wide load on the highway? It's like 9,000 trucks each carrying a segment of this runway.
I don't think so. No, I maybe they'll turn it into a drag strip. Hmm? Huh? Let the kids go out.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be kind of
like
slick.
Like a Bonneville
Maybe
Salt Flat,
Florida. People will buy it.
There you go. There you go. And where is it? Isn't it in
Cape Kennedy?
Oh, Cape. Well, no, that's not where the landing is. That's where takeoff is. That's just a big block.
That's where the runway is.
They're
the
selling
Kennedy Space Center.
Oh, okay. They're selling that
selling
one,
the
but I don't want a white
plane.
The first private venture was seen last month when Steve Fawcett took off at Kennedy Space Center in Virgin Atlantic's experimental plane. And one promising deal in the works comes from Zero Gravity Corp, which offers customers a few seconds of weightlessness on a Boeing 727.
You know how that works?
Yeah.
They take you up on a plane and they drop. It plummets to the ground. Yeah, no thanks.
Well, they turn the engine off and it plummets for 10 seconds. Then they turn the engines back on and
if they
apparently
go on.
Hopefully.
Or
there's
if those airfoils
were. There's a man on the wing of this plane.
Yeah, that to me is not.
That's interesting to me.
Why don't you just go to the fucking amusement park and get your 2 second jollies at the Demon
it's
Drop?
It's a little different than actually floating, though, I got to say.
It is. I mean, you're like, you are literally floating in the middle of this thing.
That's true.
They do a lot of cycles, too.
Go to the Gravitron.
No, that makes more
gravity.
Oh, I'm on Jupiter now.
You can watch your vomit. You can vomit. You watch your vomit float in the center, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's not accurate. No, don't. I'm going to have to say no.
Speaking of, there's a good physics question. Dr. J.
No, it's actually
why
really
doesn't my vomit float in the middle of the Gravitron?
Because it's not an anti-gravity device, asshat.
Well, wait, is wind?
What is wind? Is wind when is that when things move in the air? I don't get it. Yeah, no, that's the reason it doesn't float is because there's no force up on it, retard. And that's all there is to that. Next right. question, English major.
Hey, I got a free software of the week if you want to
talk about my
little NCAA website.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did last year, too, and I believe we talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I was very impressed, actually, by the sort of seamless operation thereof. How did you do it?
Well, honestly, I went out to sourceforge.net, and I did a search for NCAA and then for tournament. And I found about four or five different packages that claim they would be able to help you run your own tournament. And you might ask why I want to do such a thing. Besides the fact that it's kind of fun and cool, it kind of gets through the overhead of having to sign up at ESPN or Yahoo or whoever
that's
hosting it. The URL is www.rlm3.com/NCAA2006.
Now, so what basically that was is you used a package to do that?
So I downloaded a PHP package and jammed it all up in my LAMP stack on my virtual
jam
host.
It in your lab stack. There's a new way of saying it.
Really
I
want to
jam
out.
It in your lab stack.
Yeah, I'm really
LAMP,
missing out.
Not lab.
I thought he said lap stack.
I thought lap stack. That's even better.
Well, that's
lamp.
What I thought. I got
lab stack.
LAMP.
Oh, what an image.
LAMP stack?
LAMP.
What's LAMP stack?
Linux,
it's a
Apache,
lamp.
Microsoft, and then the P stands for multiple things.
No, it's Linux.
MySQL, sorry.
Damn you.
I deal with MS SQL at work. My bad.
Well, it was Linux
Apache,
MySQL,
and PHP, Perl, Python, any of those.
LAMP stack.
Yes.
Awesome.
It'll be lamer when Ruby gets really wild.
I keep
on hearing stuff about that.
I have a WAMP stack.
Or if you use if you use Postgre, then I guess you'd be at LAP stack. Anyway.
Post what?
Postgre.
Postgre?
I say Postgre.
It's not Postgres.
I say Linux instead of Linux.
Most times it's printed.
I really don't care.
Postgres, but
I thought it was Postgre.
Printed is Postgre. For some reason, I've always said it Postgre.
Is it French?
Is that French?
I don't think
is
it's
it French.
I have no clue.
To eat, we have French bread,
French fries, and French
dressing. And to drink, Peru.
Yeah, that's right.
However, NewsForge had a quick article on the five reasons why you shouldn't use Postgres or Postgre.
Really?
Postgres. And it was a negative article in the light that it presented the five reasons why people commonly don't use it and then debuffed each one of them.
Debunked, yeah.
It was actually very good.
That's interesting because the cool thing Postgres always had on MySQL. MySQL was great, quick and dirty database for web users. Mm-hmm. It didn't have a lot of very standard, hardcore database features.
Yeah, I'm going to read it.
So actually with 5.0, they have all kinds of transaction and ASCII compliance and all that real foreign key, all that junk that you'd expect from a real database.
And they
and I assume the same performances as previous versions.
Another version is available. I think it's called Enterprise PS or something like that, and it adds views, triggers, all this other you know crap that you really need to actually do a web application
on. A real application.
Yeah. Hey, can I interject for 1 second?
Sure.
I just wanted to wrap up our Mac Mini discussion from before. We got an email from Tim. And Tim says,
"Hell no, I ain't going
Tim
to Troy."
Says, "Thanks for the help and not giving out my bank account and social security numbers."
Those will be in next week's show.
No
send
problem.
Them on in. We'll send those out.
Just check the blog. I appreciate it. I know full well where the Micro Center is up here. So good for you. And I think taking him up there isn't a bad idea. And the iMac does sound like the best solution. So. And I added that. love the show. If I was
editor's
a
note. Fuck y'all.
Yeah. Love the show. If I was a billionaire philanthropist, I'd help fund your show. However, I'm a mid-20s entry-level architect that makes beans and has a ton of school loans. So close, but beans. No cigar.
Well, if he makes beans, he can send us some bean dip to have with our chips.
We have bean dip.
We can always
get some more.
You know what, Tim? I know what you can do. If you really want to, you can go to dialadork.com. That's hyphenated. Dial-a-dork.com. Buy the $10 T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Get the ten. Go on there and get a $10 T-shirt. I'll send you two.
You
one for you and one for your pops.
Actually, you know, do we?
If
had,
you're a good talker,
like,
you can get a discount at Micro Center.
Awesome logo for Dial a Dork ever, and we need to turn that into a T-shirt.
Oh, the cast of thousands.
I got to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm worried that it's so wide. Can you do it in two levels so we could keep it a good size on the T-shirt so it would be legible? I'm worried that if it's so wide, it won't be legible on a T-shirt.
Can you do it in three dimensions for us? Have it floating in space?
Does it come in cornflower blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holograms?
Does anybody talking about your website?
Tim, thanks very much for your question. We really enjoyed answering it. It's been a little while since we've had a good user question to discuss on the air and had interaction from the actual question asker, because when we used to be on the radio, it happened quite frequently, and now that we're not, it doesn't happen hardly at all.
Yeah,
so thanks very much, Tim. We really appreciate it. And if you ever have another one, don't hesitate to ask, and you know, email
the
question
signal,
anytime, because this was great. This was great. So yep. We really do appreciate it. Yes, if you do want to write in with a question, you can email us at dorks@dialadork.com. That's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com. And of course, I want to remind you, you can always go to the website and check out the archives, listen to any of our shows from the past. You can subscribe to an RSS feed, aka podcast, so that you can be, if you can't listen to the live show, you can be you'll be alerted when the new shows are available in the archives and download it right from there. And you can also go to our blog at dialadork.com/blog, which will have links to all or most of the subjects that we discuss in the show. So, and we, of course, should thank Dewey for his tireless efforts in maintaining said list.
He's tirelessly playing Trogdor.
Yeah. Yes, well, he has the advantage of listening to the show and then doing it also. Yes.
Oh, to get back to the website.
Yes.
Yes, sure. Yes, yes.
Anyway, I grabbed this thing. It's kind of had an adventure in SourceForge in the last few days. If you go out to SourceForge online, you can find lots of free software that really, I mean.
I love SourceForge.
Not just
I
web
love it.
Serving, because that was originally what a lot of it was around. But nowadays, you can find a lot of client apps, a lot of stuff that was built for Linux and free software that is even being built for you for a Windows 32 platform. Really awesome.
I'd say at least a third of the software on SourceForge has a Windows port.
Yeah, it's really great.
So
I popped out there to see what was out there. I checked through a few of the four or five links that returned. Only one of them was actually had files uploaded to it, which is a typical SourceForge thing. These are freely, maintained projects and are often abandoned and not doing so good. So this is the same package I used last year. This year I downloaded and I messed with it a bunch. I updated some of the graphics and tried to update the HTML into sort of an HTML world and use CSS and make it all prettified and juggle around a few things to make it more usable, like adding a menu.
Yeah.
Like a sentence for each thing you want to do. Click here to see your picks instead of your picks. Like, that's simple. Anyway, I thought I might want to, as the tournament progresses this year, clean up some of the work and actually submit it back. So I tried to track down. Now, given this package, the original graphics looked like they were generated for the year 2000. And I used it in 2004. And the last message on the message board was 2003. So it's pretty outdated.
And it doesn't have the play-in game capability, does it?
It has a capability. I did not activate that because I don't. Having 2 days to enter a bracket, I think, really limits your people who can enter.
I agree. I would not have been able to do it.
And plus, who is not going to pick that goddamn one seed anyway? Villanova's going to beat Hampton or whoever won.
Oh,
I
not this year,
it was
baby.
Hampton.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and pick it.
No,
pick it now.
I already. Too late.
No,
I already.
It's not.
I already no. No, really.
So that. So did the thing where the still in it link, is that part of the thing or is that yours?
The still in it was there, and it calculates whether someone is still eligible, still has a chance at winning. Right now, set for
my,
first
my
place.
My picks are weird, by the way. Did you look at my picks?
I did.
Did you see who I have winning?
Yes, I think you have Memphis.
I do
winning
have Memphis
and Memphis and someone else crazy in the top
I
two.
Saw that. Boston College.
You couldn't be more. I can't wait to watch your bracket go up in flames.
I predict
with
I have Memphis and Boston
right
College
now.
In the finals.
So
yeah,
you still have 12 hours to change that.
I'm a big fan of John Calipari, and I also think Boston College is extremely strong, and they're pissed off that they really felt like they should have beaten
BC
Duke.
I think BC has a great chance, and I put them a little farther today. I readjusted my bracket.
I don't know.
They're
going to
watch them against Duke. And
Boston College
awesome.
Is getting beat by whoever they're playing in the second round.
Who?
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's my bold prediction for the week that means nothing that hopefully you won't remember next week.
New segment on the show, James's cock monkey prediction of the week.
That's accurate.
Page you're talking about?
I would have had to watch one full game of college basketball this year to know what I'm talking about, and that has not been done. Basically, I'm giving you $10.
Do you know how the still in it works to calculate?
I do.
Well, I know how
if all your picks are perfect, or all your
remaining picks
are perfect,
plus your current points,
plus the
how
fact
many points would you get? And how many points would everyone else
it also has to do with what other people have the same picks as you.
Yeah.
In order
and
to
what they will get if
right. Do you remember last year when the Oscar pool was over? Before, like, two categories was announced because of so many people having the same exact things, and you were very mad at me for announcing that. I'm like, it's all over. This guy won. And you're like, God damn it. What's the point? It's like
so
that.
You were a human still in it, Link.
What I am is a I'm a spoiler.
Luke
I'm a wet blanket.
The young tree walker.
Thank you.
You're a wet blanket.
I'm a wet blanket. I'm a buzzkill.
A good example of how I tweaked this app is that eliminated page. It's great. It calculated. I mean, yeah. I have not delved into any of the SQL and algorithms behind this yet, and I want to make sure they're right, so I will be doing that. But the page, you would click on somebody who's still in it, and you'd see a list of if they got everything right and what everybody else would get, and then every name is hyperlinked. What would you assume it was hyperlinked to? If you clicked on a name there.
Their user profile?
Their bracket.
Or whatever?
Their bracket is what would come up. What I did was change to hyperlink, and I did leave the picks there, because you do want to see, hey, what is this guy doing? But then it just does a still in it for that user, which reorders that same list, keeps you on the same page. I don't know. It's just a matter of where the functionality gets plugged in. I did a bunch of little tweaks to it. Anyway, I tried to contact the author of this app from 2000. It didn't go well. I bounced about three different addresses, and I had to search him down. And
Russ, talk into the mic.
I don't think he has any anything going on still with this.
Looks like it's your project now.
Yeah, I guess, if I actually want to resubmit it. So SourceForge is a lovely resource, but it is a bit of a junk heap.
SourceForge.net?
Yes. Yes, not .com.
No.
Although I like each other. I don't know.
I think they have all of them. SourceForge.net.
Originally, if you went
SourceForge.com, something else.
Okay.
Yes. I just went there and I was like, that doesn't look right.
But I always pick up Game from there, GAIM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have Games, GAME, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Too.
Not many.
Well, let's wrap it up. This
you
has been
wrap
a fantastic segment of Dial a Dork.
I love it. I think we had Well, okay, so we will push back the piece of flair. Okay. Project of the week didn't is it you didn't do anything. Well, maybe we'll do that next time. Next time you're here, you want to talk about it real quick? You want to? Well, so what Russ is going to be doing is an installation of IP Cop, which is a firewall.
Yeah, it's another freely available open source package, which is a sort of a home firewall router, and gives you basically the exact same functionality you would get out of any Linksys thing you would buy. Why you'd want to do it is something I thought I might talk about, but I'm not sure I have a good answer for.
Okay.
We'll think on that and have better answers for
you. I know why
you.
I'm doing it. It's to get VPN access.
Oh, okay.
Okay, very good.
But
one,
I still have to hack that in.
What, a tunnel? A tunnel?
Yeah, to get real VPN into my home network.
You can, you know.
By Linksys, it does that too. Yes, I know.
Okay, fine. Anyway, one last thing I want to do
this
before
is free.
We stop.
You can find the hardware.
Okay, so we'll talk about IP Cop, and we'll talk about why you might run firewall software as opposed to using a hardware device or even just what's built into a router. And it's a fairly important discussion if you really give a crap. Before we go. This was non-negotiable. I have a
fatwa.
I have a dork fatwa.
Fatwa.
The edict from on high. Thank you for ululating. That is the theme music to the dork fatwa. Thank you. Wow. The fatwa is register for Nauticon. Nauticon is in like 2 or 3 weeks at.
April 7th to 9th.
April 7th to the 9th.
But deadline for pre-registration is March 24th. After that, it's $100 at the door.
$100?
$100.
That's a 3-day conference for about dork stuff, hacking, freaking, all kinds of stuff. There's going to be competitions, giveaways, good times, beer, and Drew Curtis from FARC will be there again.
Hopefully.
There's a banner ad on FARC. Check it out. And our cast member Froggy and Tiger organized the whole damn thing. They've got all kinds of corporate sponsorship. It's going to be a great event, and it's going to be down again at the Lakeshore Holiday Inn. Is it Holiday Inn or Hilton? Holiday Inn, right down there, Lakeside and 9th.
Between East 9th and 12th on Lakeside.
You were what?
Eyed up by a prostitute in the bar.
Awesome.
How you doing tonight? I'm okay.
You know, I gotta suggest, if you are a prostitute and you're listening to Dial a Dork, and I'm sure there's a couple of you, if you are, it's a gold mine.
Bonanza, yes.
Bonanza, really. I mean, you might as well be at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
I don't know if it's a gold mine. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's maybe like a zinc mine.
A zinc mine.
Aluminum.
The copper mine.
Costume you could wear there.
Maybe
an iron ore mine.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's definitely hardcore geek. So, you know, if you don't think it would interest you, that's cool. But go to nauticon.org, nauticon.org, and check it out. And you can find out a little bit about last year's con or Nauticon and this year's Nauticon. And hopefully we'll have Froggy and Tiger on the show beforehand to just give us the latest on who's going to be there and what's going to happen and how the what the numbers look like. And you're
Drew's
going to
be
Drew's
going to
be on a panel.
Upon
you're going to be on a panel. Well, right. Give us a quick.
I don't know much about the panel that I'm going to be on. It's called the Hacker Media Panel. That's it.
All right. Well, Drew's going to be on a panel.
Yeah.
Drew's going to be totally out of his.
It's going to be awesome.
Drew's going to be totally out of his league, and he's going to have nothing to say. But you should be there to enjoy Drew's total and utter silence.
Well, will we get a chance to talk to Drew Curtis again?
When
are we setting up? What are we doing?
That's a good question. We haven't talked to Froggy in a while, so I assume that we're welcome to join Jason Scott's Nauticon. I think he's
and
doing
the Nauticon.
And by join,
you mean completely take over for 4 hours?
Well, I think he was pretty happy to let us do that because he had been talking for about 17 hours straight to that point. That's right. So I figure we'll go and help Jason Scott out again. We'll get drunk and we'll talk, and hopefully Drew Curtis will come talk to us again, and
cool.
And we'll ask him about Foobies.com and other changes.
That's a big change
fart.
On the year. Yeah.
I want to know what it's like to sell out. I'm going to ask him. No, I won't. I'm not going to.
They had a wedding proposal on FARC. Did you see that?
Oh, that was great. It was. I read the whole thing. Yes, it was. Yeah, he made a deal that it was going to go green because she was not total FARC. I don't know who he made a deal with, some admin or Drew himself or whatever.
I would think somebody would.
I believe his name was Captain West, and Captain West proposed to P. Nutty 426, if I'm not mistaken.
That would suck if she didn't read that.
She was in the same room as him, and basically I think he just put it up, waited for it to go green, as total Farkers ripped him apart for his asshattery and whatnot of asking her to marry him on that.
I'm going to ask Drew if he's concerned about the amateur comedians who write all the headlines.
Oh, you know.
They're really annoying now.
Some of them are really funny. But
some
they
of them are not really funny.
You know what? You should read.
One in 100 are really funny.
If you want to be really annoyed, read Total FARC, where it's
you
like
everything.
Where 15 people submit the same stupid news story with the same style of shitty headline.
Okay.
After one's already been greenlit.
I'll
pass.
I would say the crap ratio is only about 20%
it's
for titles.
Okay. Yeah.
And for me.
I would go total FARC if I had the time, but I'm gonna also ask
you know, if anybody recalls last year I asked Drew where he got his news ahead of schedule, and he Stratfor was the site STRATFOR. I went ahead and went there and like just kind of you know checked it out, and I think they send me a lot of stuff actually. They send me an article about every week, and it's I can read about three paragraphs of it, and then I'm like, Jesus, this is like the longest
Economist
article. Or, you know, I don't want to know about Indonesia's gambit or whatever the hell Homer was reading about in first class or something like that. All right, anyway, that's it.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What's all this IKEA crap?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of IKEA crap. We got rid of a lot of stuff down here. We've created a shelf wall to kind of keep people out of this area.
Wall off the shelves that are attacking.
Well, basically, we want people to come downstairs and just go right to the bathroom and then go back the hell up instead of wandering around this area.
That's why we got safety goggles.
That's why we got safety goggles. And then there's also a lot of IKEA crap in the dining room because we're putting in like a new counter. New piece of flair. God, I can't believe it. All right, next week, I'm going to tell you about my new kick-ass refrigerator.
Oh, boy.
Really?
I went with a Korean.
To where?
That's what I did with my car.
To the land of preserved food.
Nice.
Yes, I got a Korean refrigerator, and I'm damn happy about it.
Diddy Mao.
I got a Korean. I got a.
Diddy Mao.
Diddy
Mao.
LG.
Oh, hey, they made my phone.
All right, they made your phone. They made my refrigerator. But we went with a German dishwasher.
I believe it's pronounced LG.
You have a goddamn axis in the kitchen, buddy.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to go to war with the kitchen.
Oh, giddy up.
Anyway, okay, cool. So next week, that'll be the piece of flair. I'll tell you about our kitchen
those
along
with
some
IP
other
IP enabled by next week.
It's a fully addressable
fridge. I still really loved iFlush. That was awesome. I think it was the MIT students hooked a web server and webcam to their toilet in their dorm room, and you could go to the web page, look at the toilet, and hit the flush button on the web page, and it would turn on a little arm that would go and flush the toilet, and they had to shut it down because I think they used over 100,000 gallons of water on the first day it was up or something like that, and the fucking university got really pissed off. All right, anyway, that's it. That's going to be the end of the show.
Go Cuse.
Go
Orange.
Go Memphis. And
hey, aren't you
going to
say go Terrapins? Oh, that's right.
You're a you're a dick, man.
Why don't you set up an IT
pool? An NIT, because it's already started.
Yeah, it started last night. Yeah. No, they don't.
Nobody gives a
I'm
shit
so
about
glad
the
Jerry
NIT.
McIntyre hit that three-pointer.
Oh, God.
No idea. I thought they were going to lose to Pitt. I really did.
All right, anyway. All right. That's the end of the show. We'll be back next week if all goes well. We'll talk about pieces of flair. We'll probably have something, probably get physical with Dr. J. We'll have more thinking things. We'll have more why-wows. We'll have a fatwa, which is actually going to be the exact same fatwa as this week, which is register for Nauticon. And we'll probably talk about the NCAA tournament just a little bit.
Oh, one more thing. No,
what's
no,
that?
Just kidding.
No? Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.